My guest this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Steve Frussell. He represents the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District, and he joins me today to talk about some of the different dimensions of the gun debate in the wake of the president's executive orders issued on Tuesday. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things you are doing is bringing some clarity to the issue of gun shows. The so-called gun show loophole has often been talked about in terms of the debate. Some people see it as a non-issue. Other people see it as the Wild West of bad guys getting guns. So what's the reality of what happens at a gun show and what this loophole really consists of?
Here's the law. If you are a business with a license and you are vending at a gun show and you sell a firearm, it must be done on a 4473 form with complete information by the buyer and a background check. If you sell a firearm under your license without doing that process, you have committed a felony. That's the law. People don't understand it. And this notion that people think that vendors and licensees that go to gun shows are somehow circumventing the law by not doing any background check because they're simply set up at a gun show rather than brick and mortar is just false. Now, what does happen is that, let's say that your next-door neighbor admired your shotgun. Y'all went hunting. And he said, hey, man, if you ever get rid of that shotgun, I would like a chance to buy it. Several years later, you decide to sell it, get an upgrade, and you sell it to your neighbor. You can do that. That is your right as an American citizen to sell a firearm. If you know he is a convicted felon and you sell that to him, then you've broken the law. You don't have to be a licensee to dispose of your personal property. That's a Fourth Amendment protection. And so you've got people that are construing this thing and that somehow you have businesses that are skirting the law and selling firearms at gun shows without doing background checks. That is a felony.
Do you have to be a business owner to operate at a gun show?
That depends on the state and it depends on the show. There are some people that have private collections. I had purchased a firearm one time personally from a guy that had been collecting firearms. He was a Korean War veteran. He was older. He needed to pay his medical bills, and he decided that he would sell off his collection. That's his right to do so. What many, though, will do is that in a show, they say, if you're going to conduct a sale under this roof, then we have people that will call in NICS checks, and they will do that for free under their license, and then you can make those purchases. If you suspect that you want to sell something but you're not sure, you can walk into any gun dealer, and the two individuals can have them. You can do that under their license, and they will do that NICS check for you. So, the system is in place. But what we see is this, where they're trying to attack it, they would prohibit you as an American citizen from disposing of personal property when you've broken no law. You want to sell something to a neighbor, or you want to pass down something to one of your kids that's of legal age. They would prohibit that, and that's against our constitutional rights.
Congressman, the president says that his effort to change, I guess, or modify the definition of a gun seller is within his power. It's within the Second Amendment. What do you make of that?
He is mistaken because of a Fourth Amendment issue. You have the right to dispose of your personal property. If you sell your car, you don't have to be an auto dealer now to sell your car. No, you can do that. And so if you sell to somebody who is a felon, you will go to prison. But if you dispose of your property to somebody that you know, that is totally within your right.
So if you believe the president has outstepped his boundaries here, what do you think Congress is going to do about this?
We have several options. One, we can prohibit any funding to implement these measures through the ATF. We can do that in legislation that prohibits my line item, any funds. We did that with the DACA on the immigration issue. The president was not able to implement that executive order because we allowed zero funds for its implementation. The other thing that we can do is that we can challenge it in the courts. It takes longer. But in each case we've seen with courts, Heller and McDonald cases, classically in D.C. and Chicago, American citizens have the right to keep and bear arms. period.
Last question for you, Congressman. I know you've got to run. In your press release, you say that you believe there is some common ground to find here between Congress and the president to combat illegal gun ownership. Where do you think that consensus can be found?
If Director Comey comes to Congress or the president and say, look, we really need help with the National Instant Check System. We need more workers authorized. We need more funds so that we can do this. We'd like to. I mean, we can have those discussions. Let's do that. Let's target the crime. If you sell to a felon and you know that and you've done that, like this guy that we saw in the San Bernardino shooting, he did what they call shill buys. He knew he was breaking the law. He provided firearms to somebody that should not have had them. And guess what? He's now going to prison. And he's going to have a long trial ahead. And if found guilty, convicted, he's got real problems. That's a problem. You can do lawful sales, but if you are not doing lawful sales, then let's target the lawbreakers. Let's not take away our constitutional rights.
Congressman, I'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Steve Russell represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.